It's Thursday, October 2, 2025.
Does announcing that today mean that you guys are going to squeeze Chuck Schumer's home state until he blinks?
After Republicans shut down the government, Trump pulls funding for New York infrastructure projects.
No more climate change worship.
Defense Secretary ignores 40 years of Defense Department climate threat assessments. Plus,
listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor.
Pope Leo rebukes climate science deniers for contributing to the destruction of creation.
All of that infallibility and more straight ahead from bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
No more climate change worship. We are done with that shit.
Cool, bro. But climate change ain't done with you. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we needed to start today, unfortunately, with a sad passing of a, well, climate champion.
Yes. Renowned conservationist Jane Goodall passed away this week at the age of 91. She revolutionized primate research, animal rights, and environmental advocacy. Here she is 1 year ago calling for people to vote for climate.
You must vote for the person, the candidate who you feel has a better chance of promoting protection for our planet.
She will be greatly missed, but also fondly remembered for a very long time.
Yes. In other news, as we go to air, the federal government has shut down after Republicans, who control the federal government and could reopen it if they wanted to, failed to pass a short-term funding bill without Democratic votes. Some agencies will remain partially open, including the National Weather Service, FEMA, and the National Park System, already struggling to maintain public safety and operations after the Trump administration's mass layoffs. Bloomberg News warns that the government shutdown will curtail or halt some climate disaster preparedness programs, and funding for the National Flood Insurance Program has lapsed, halting new policies and renewals from being issued, with major implications for homeowners. One bright spot, the shutdown slows down Trump EPA Chief Lee Zeldin's rollbacks of major pollution and climate rules.
Well, there's that, so long as we don't have a hurricane or a flood in the next few days or weeks.
The Trump administration is using the shutdown to harm New Yorkers. Politico reports that the White House budget director Russell Vogt said Wednesday the administration will withhold more than $18 billion in federal funding for a major rail infrastructure project and the Second Avenue subway project, citing the state's DEI policies, but also explicitly in direct retaliation against congressional Democrats for the shutdown.
Of course.
Separately, the state of New York sued the Trump administration for canceling $34 million in already appropriated federal security grants for mass transit from a post-9/11 security fund, explicitly withheld to punish the state for its immigration policies. Meanwhile, Fox News TV host turned Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in his bizarre lecture to top U.S. military leaders this week in Quantico, Virginia, denied the reality of man-made climate change, pledging to ignore more than 40 years of U.S. defense and intelligence assessments, warning that climate change is a threat multiplier that directly affects U.S. international security and the accelerating impacts on U.S. military operations and bases, like high tide flooding now affecting the naval shipyards in Norfolk, Virginia, and the billions of dollars in damages to military bases and equipment in recent years from extreme storms and floods.
Well, why listen to military experts when we can listen to Fox News guy?
In sharp contrast with the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle and deny climate science, American-born Pope Leo XIV delivered his first major climate speech on Wednesday at the Vatican. Pope Leo cited the disproportionate impacts of climate change on the poor, who did not cause the climate crisis, and he rebuked those who deny climate change, who are contributing to the destruction of creation.
Some have chosen to deride the increasingly evident signs of climate change, to ridicule those who speak of global warming, and even to blame the poor for the very thing that affects them the most.
Pope Leo called on citizens of the world to push their own governments to take action.
The most effective solutions will not come from individual efforts alone, but above all, from major political decisions on the national and international level.
I gotta say, it is great to have a pope who speaks English.
Yes.
It's really quite helpful. For much more on all of those stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.